Ze studia Voice House, Padar Deburka i Jarosław Kuźniar. Seria podcastów English Stories to humor i nauka w jednym. Bierzcie i mam nadzieję dobrze się bawcie. Nie napinamy się na gramatykę, ale też nie lekceważymy jej zasad. Staramy się opowiadać historię, nie kombinując zbytnio przy trudnych słowach. Dodajemy także sobie odwagi, poczuciem humoru i anegdotami. Padar Deburka to pisarz i felietonista z irlandzkiego miasta Galway. Zanim przyjechał do Gliwic, występował w Irlandii jako stand-uper. Bardzo nam się to w studiu przydaje. Zapraszam do audycji, do oceny i do dyskusji. Things that stop working when you are getting older and how to fix it. Why? Who gave us that topic?
Yeah, who thought that one? I think that could have been me. I was talking to Aga and...
Aga.
Because I made it. I have a friend.
Okay, give me a second. I will write something. Aga is for firing. It was a joke.
Aga said, oh, that'll be perfect for Yaro. There's so many things that aren't working with him.
Yeah, maybe, because I'm 45. And we've been talking in the previous episode about the moment in our life, last 40, first 50. 45 is some kind of, you know, it's half a year.
Yeah.
Half a life.
It's like halfway there, exactly. Yeah. Like life part one, over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what about 50.
Yeah, I'm a little bit scared of it, to be honest with you. And I shouldn't say that because age never bothered me before. But now when I'm staring into 50, it's like I'm staring into this big black pit and I'm a little bit afraid because things are changing on me. I'll tell you about this friend, right? Because my eyesight has always been terrible, really bad, really short-sighted, right? I'm blind. Technically, I'm blind. And this lady, who is very short-sighted too, her name is Helena. And Helena went and spent 10,000 zloty on getting laser eye surgery. And I met her afterwards and I was talking to her and I said, how are the eyes? And she said, I can see 120%. It's brilliant. And I was going, wow, 120%? That's like, you know, x-ray vision. And she said, yeah, it was the best 10,000 zloty I ever spent. And I was like, oh, so now I'm tempted. I'm tempted, even though I've never had any need to do it. I've had glasses, you know, I started wearing glasses. I was contact lenses up until I was in my 30s and then glasses for the last, you know, almost 20 years.
20 years, yeah.
And I'm wondering, do I need to do it? Is it vanity?
I don't know, but 10,000 zlotys for that kind of surgery, I think that it's not too much in general. But I know that 10,000 zlotys, it's not a few money, you know.
Okay, okay. You see, with me, I'm worried because there's a lot of things that I need fixing. You're okay. You're a handsome man.
So eyes and what is next?
Do you want me to go through? Do you really want me to?
It will be good context for the answer for our first question.
Of course.
Things that stop working when you are getting older.
Okay, okay. Well, okay. I started losing my hair in my 30s.
Okay.
And this I thought was really unfair, you know. I think this was punishment from God because I became an atheist in my 30s. So God obviously said, well, I do exist and I'm going to punish you. And I thought it was unfair because I'm not a handsome man already. And to take away the little thing that I had, I thought this was bad because Irish people generally aren't handsome. We're not good looking people. We have a saying in Ireland, what do you call a beautiful Irish woman? Polish. Because it's God.
Forget.
Everyone in Ireland looks like they come from a Picasso picture. This is how we look. So you're not worried about being ugly because everyone's ugly. And then I came to Poland and I see people like you and I see people like my wife who have like, you know, you look good. You look well. My wife looks really, really good. Her family, they all look good. And I started becoming very conscious of it then. Conscious of being, you know, baldy, a baldy guy, you know. I have this thing on the back of my head where it's just, it's like a monkey's bum. It's terrible. You know, I don't like it at all. Would I get the hair transplant?
Yeah. I met a lot of guys at the airport in Istanbul.
Okay.
Because Istanbul is like a capital for a man who has a problem with hairs.
Oh, okay.
And it was crazy because their head was naked and very red because of the some kind of surgery.
Yes.
It was awful. But maybe it was helpful for them. But it was pretty amazing to see a lot of
men
guys with that kind of head sitting around you at the same airport, you know.
Okay, this tribe of men. I'm thinking to myself, if I was to get a hair transplant, I wouldn't do it like Jurgen Klopp, the way he has like just very normal hair. I think if I'm going to spend a lot of money, I want fantasy hair. I want like David Hasselhoff hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or Viking hair. or maybe an afro or something, something I never had myself. So that's what I'm going to spend the money on, to have crazy fantasy, you know, beautiful hair. That's what I want.
Okay, but as we said, I'm 45, you are 50. And what is the main thing you maybe stopped when you come into 50s?
50. What's stopping working? I can see my hearing slightly kind of, I'm kind of going, oh, yeah. What was that?
Yeah.
Slightly. And I always had very good hearing. My knees are starting to ache. If I stand too long, if I do exercise, they're hurting me. The joints. What's really good for that, though, is curcumin. You know curcumin?
No.
Curcumin. It's a spice. It's really good for your joints.
Curcuma.
Okay. Yeah. We call it turmeric. Mm-hmm. Turmeric. It's kind of yellowy spice.
Yeah.
This is brilliant for your joints. Really, really good. But the joints, yeah. So these old things that you heard, you know, your uncles and your granddads and your... It's starting to happen to me, you know? Everything else is working. My English isn't working. So sorry. You need to get a better English speaker here. We're kind of the elephant in the room is like, you know, a man and like, you know, sexual stuff. And like, yeah, so everything down below is working. Everything is good.
But I'm thinking, because as you said, hair, eyes, knees, everything is about our health.
Yeah.
But what about our mental health? Because I think that everything is in our head in general. So the moment, 45, 50, is a moment, as we said, half a year is behind us.
Half a life, yeah, it's gone.
Half a year.
Yeah.
A life. And maybe we should be much more brave.
How do you mean brave? Tell me.
Not to wait for.
Not to wait for.
For some things or issues we in the past decide, maybe not now.
Okay.
Maybe when I will be 60. Maybe when I will be retired, for example.
Okay.
Yeah. But maybe it's the best moment. And a lot of my friends say, you can see war in Ukraine. What are you waiting for?
Yeah. So you're saying to grab life.
Yeah.
To grab... I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you should do this all the time. I think you really should. I think you should always, you know, I'm a big believer in going for whatever, you know, seize the day. If there's an opportunity there to travel, to ask a girl out on a date, to go and look for that job promotion, to whatever it is, I think you should go and do it. I'm a big believer in that. I'm a big believer in failing. In that, you know, because if you're failing, it shows you're trying something new.
Yeah.
And if you're not failing, well, then you're not challenging yourself at all.
Yeah, but we are now talking about the moment when we are getting older and older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have another kind of definition of failing now when you are 50 or you have in the past or not?
I do, yeah, because I have kids now, just like you. I didn't mind failing before because there was only me and I didn't mind, okay, if I don't do something, if it doesn't work out, if I go on stage and people don't laugh, because I used to do stand-up comedy, and if they don't laugh, who cares? I'll go get drunk and I'll forget about it because I'm 29 or 30, right? But now, if I do something and my kids are there and they see me failing, that's terrible. Dad's a failure. And he's an old failure.
It's a pressure.
He can't hear things properly and he's half blind and he's bald and he's failing. And that's terrible. You're failing in their eyes. And that's a big fear for me.
Yeah.
So that would be one thing that would make me think twice about something.
Okay.
Like, I think in the last episode, we were talking, were we, about me learning Polish.
Yeah.
And my wife is putting pressure on me to learn Polish. And I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid of like not being able to do it. And my daughter's kind of going, yes, this is Tatush. And I have to translate for him because he's an idiot. They have to guide me through Polish life, you know. I have fears. It's amazing how your children make you more afraid.
Yeah. But when I'm thinking about the things I plan to stop when I'm getting older, it's not to give my time to everyone. It's not about my health. It's not about anything else. But now I think that we should take care about our time because it's the only very precious things we have now or don't have.
Yeah, that's true.
And because we don't have time for ourselves, we don't have to waste it for others.
I think you're dead right. I think you have to be selfish about.
I don't know if it is selfish because maybe from the people who can hear me know it will be selfish, but it helps me to have maybe more time for my kids or maybe for my personal development or maybe not to give any occasions to my blood pressure to go higher and higher.
Yeah, you know? Well, you're right. What I mean by selfish is that, you know, you're not always saying yes to all the things that people ask you to do. I'm sure you get asked to do a lot of things, more probably than I get asked to do. You talked about mental health. And I think you have to be careful. You're right. Because we all have that voice in our head that tells us, you know what? You're not good enough. Don't do that. Or you're getting older now, so just don't try that, okay? And I think you have to be careful about that voice, not to listen to that voice. That's a big challenge. We all have that little person inside us that goes, you know what? Let the other person do that. You know, you're not so good at that. So just stand back. Do you have that voice?
Yeah, a little bit. I can hear it, especially when I'm looking at my calendar and I don't see any free space for anything. And I'm thinking about that then. But we asked in the topic of our conversation today, things that stop working when we are getting older and how to fix it. Do you try to fix something?
I do. I do try to fix things, but I try to fix things that don't cost money because I think the things that are simple and cheap are the things that we ignore. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example, okay? Not from me, but from a lady who works in Lidl and she works at the checkout. Her name is Agnieszka. And Agnieszka is a woman in her 40s and she makes me afraid when I go to kind of pay for the food. Yeah. It makes me very afraid because she's a very tough face. And I can see that she's a pretty woman, you know? And the other day, I was there with Gertruda, my five-year-old, and Gertruda was helping me put the stuff up to pay for it. And Gertruda, the milk carton exploded, and there was milk all over me. It was all everywhere, and it looked like I came from a porn set or something. There was so much white stuff on my face. And Agnieszka burst out laughing, and I thought, oh my God. And I said it to her, I said, when you laugh, you're really, really pretty. And it was amazing. I'm thinking about that myself on the days when I'm sitting on the train and I just have that resting, you know, face that's really, and I force myself to smile. I force myself to stand tall. I think people slouch, they bend over and they make themselves look unattractive.
Yeah.
Women, I think, have it very, very tough. They have it very, very tough. They get past, you're talking 45, I'm 49. Women become invisible in their 40s. And they get fooled then by all these guys who say you need Botox, face creams, you need to do this, and you need to pay lots of money. And I think we should stop this thing of, you know, worshipping this young, thin model and look at the women who are grey, who have a little bit of weight and say, you're fine. Maybe you just need to be more confident and you need to smile.
Yeah, it's crazy looking at not the oldest one, but older man who has very beautiful sive włosy.
Yeah, silver hair.
Yeah, and they try to color it. That looks badly.
That looks creepy.
Yeah,
really creepy. It's like you've just come off some horror movie or something. These guys who are, and it doesn't suit their skin texture.
You can see this. Yeah, yeah.
You're going gray, and it really suits you. It's nice.
Yeah,
it really suits you.
Gray man.
Well, it's nice. You know, it adds to a kind of. It shows an experienced guy. That's what it shows. That's what I see when I look at you.
I remember my time in TV. So in general, in US, for example, CBS, CNN, NBC, a lot of guys with gray hairs,
hair.
You know, you are looking at them and know that they know what they are talking to.
Yeah? Yes.
Young guys or young ladies sitting in Polish TV stations, 22, 23, beautiful, and it's not perfect for me.
Yeah. You know, you get the feeling they don't have the depth, the knowledge.
Especially when something is going wrong.
Yeah, exactly. So you need that, and you want to trust someone who looks like he's been around a little bit. He knows what he's doing. If anything goes wrong, you're in safe hands with Yarrow. You want to know that.
Yeah, but you know, when we are talking about how to fix it, I don't know if putting the color of sive włosy is trying to fix it. Some kind of hiding something,
exactly,
you know.
Exactly.
It's not the same thing.
That's not fixing anything at all. That's just kind of running away from some kind of inner problem that you might have, you know. I think a lot of it comes down to, are you a happy person? And I think whatever you look like, you know, I've seen some really ugly people in Ireland, right? Really hideous people, but they make you laugh and they smile and they talk to you and they're friendly, and being friendly and charming, this goes a long way.
Yeah.
I've met women who you wouldn't think are the typical beautiful women, right? And they have a way of giving you a little smile. They're flirting. They're very friendly. They look like they enjoy a good meal. They're not too thin. And you're going, oh yeah, I like this woman. This woman is great, you know?
This woman, or maybe I like this life. Because when I was listening to you now, I was thinking about my answer in general. Mm-hmm. When somebody asked me, are you happy? You know, I say, I don't know what does it mean. I'm not happy. So maybe one thing I should fix is to say, yes,
thank you
very much. Today, I am happy.
Yeah, exactly. It's a reminder. Am I happy? Well, I'm going to make myself happy. We don't always wake up happy.
Yeah.
I don't wake up happy. I wake up and look, I've got to walk the dog. I got to take Gertie to school. I have to, I don't know, deal with the builders in the house who are, you know, talking in Polish and I don't know what they're saying. So, but I'm going to make myself happy or else I'm, you know, just dig a grave for me if you don't, you know?
Yeah, but we've been talking about our health and when we are talking about our health in general and the question is, do you want to fix it? Mm-hmm. We say, yeah, if it is possible, I will fix it. My blood pressure, for example. Yeah, your knees, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it possible to fix it?
Yeah,
okay,
it is.
Super, yeah. But sometimes the context or the style of our life is hard to fix, I think.
Yes, to change your life. You get into a routine.
Yeah.
And there's people waiting on you to do something. There's people expecting you to do something. You can't step out of it and say, sorry, not today. You have to keep doing it. You're involved in that circle that's going round and round.
Yeah, but maybe, I don't know, it will be my question to you. When we are getting older, saying fuck you to people who want something from us is easier.
It is easier because you know what's important, you know, and like tempus fugit, time is passing, you know. And I see it with my wife, who's like, she's a seriously busy woman, like, you know, she's a doctor and she's really, really busy. And she is a little bit sad at not spending enough time with the kids. And I think, and I said it to her, I said, yeah, do cut back. Do it, because you're not going to get that moment when Gertie is five again and she's cute and charming. Our oldest daughter is 12 and she's turning into a Tyrannosaurus Rex at the moment. That's what she's doing. That's all teenage girls. They're velociraptors. And I said, that's what Gertie's going to be in, you know, 8 years' time. So appreciate the cuteness. So cut back. And my wife is kind of going, but it's difficult, you know?
It's very hard to change it.
Especially when you're in your 30s and you're in that time when these are your years where you have energy and you want to, you know, be the cool person, the best at what you do.
Yeah, you're right. So, dear listeners, we don't know how you plan to fix something, or maybe you don't have nothing to fix. Please give us your own story, writing an email for kuzniar@kuzniarmedia.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jaro. Bye-bye.